WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Special edition of the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, Gerwick.net, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and you can check out FightBooth.com as well, streaming weekly on Twitch.tv/WTRLive. I am, of course, Sir Rockin, not joined by Lindsay Ward this week. Here's the reason why. Personal stuff. That is why Lindsay is not here. She has stuff to deal with outside of all this show business stuff, so she will not be joining me this week. And instead of just sort of canceling the show, not really putting together anything, because we didn't do anything Monday night for the same reason for the Raw post show, I decided, hey, with SmackDown 1000, you guys deserve a show, you guys need a show, which is why I'm here providing you content, because that's what we do. To sort of put things in a timeline perspective, currently, to start off with, the Rack Extra Total Divas is currently on hold. We're going to try to figure out a way to resume that here in a couple weeks, but as of today, we're putting that on hold. So if you're expecting the Rack Extra Total Divas, that won't be coming for at least a couple weeks. We're going to get it all done. We promise you, we'll get it all done. And hopefully, by the winter break or whatever, or the season finale, we'll be caught up. But for now, due to the circumstances that none of us control, that show is on hiatus. When it comes to the Raw post show, I'm undecided on whether we do it or not. That is the current idea. I don't know. As of today, recording this for you guys, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know if it's, depending on the story, depending on the show, there will be a chance I do it. But as of now, at least for this coming Monday, the show's on hiatus. After that, probably back in business. But I'm not 100% clear. So that's the update. Raw post show's on hiatus for a week or two. Same goes for the Rack Extra Total Divas. As far as this show goes, the current plan, not to be live for a couple weeks. That is the current plan. So you'll get this podcast as this drops on Thursday. You'll have a show on Thursday. It's not going to be live, but there'll be content. The working plan is to put something together for you guys, and we'll have content. With Evolution coming, we'll preview that show. We'll do a mini version of the show, preview the show, give you our predictions, and that'll be it. Same goes for the review of the show. We'll give a mini review. You'll have content. You won't go without my opinion or Lindsay's opinion. Just to make it clear, everything's fine. Everyone's fine. It just, there are stuff going on that has to be dealt with, preventing live shows. That's all. So there's that. So we hope you bear with us as we sort of shake things up for a few weeks till we can get everything settled. And then we'll be back in business completely like we've always been. We'll do all the segments, Tweet of the Week, and everything like that. But just bear in mind, for the next couple weeks, we gotta do it this way rather than the old way. Y'all good? Good. That being said, we gotta talk some wrestling. And we're gonna do that on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with The Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's The Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Riding solo this week, it is I, the one and only Sir Rockin. Now here's the plan for tonight's show. We didn't do a post-show, couldn't talk about Raw. SmackDown 1000 happened. So we're going to talk about both of those programs here today. We're going to start in this segment with Monday Night Raw. And the way we're going to do this, it's called Hits and Misses. I'm going to tell you what I liked and what I didn't like. I'm not going to break it down in full detail, but this is what I liked about the show and what I really didn't like. And I want to start with the negative on Raw. The amount of interaction between Ambrose and Rollins and Reigns versus Ziggler, McIntyre, and Strowman is getting very damn repetitive. while Ziggler and Rollins and Ambrose and McIntyre, they put on fantastic matches together, I'm just bored. I'm legitimately bored watching it. Because it's the same thing every single week. Yes, are they trying to weave in some tension between Ambrose and Rollins and the Shield? Yeah, they are. They're trying to tell a story. They're trying to get people hooked. They're trying to get people interested. And it's like, I sit there and I go, okay, I believe it, but I also don't believe it. Dean freaking out over the word lunatic, it's kind of believable, but not really totally believable, but if that's what sets him off, that's what sets him off. But I don't need to see them wrestling the same people every single week, and that's just very repetitive, and it's been for like 2 months now. We've seen them in same combinations ever since SummerSlam. Even before then, it was Rollins versus Ziggler, Rollins versus McIntyre, then SummerSlam happened, and Ambrose got involved. So it's Ambrose and all them in the same combination of matches every single week, and it's just like, I've seen it. They're good matches. I don't need to see it again. I wanted like to see other people interact with those six people. And yeah, now we're going to get McIntyre versus Strowman, apparently. I mean, on paper, it sounds like, cool, that's different. Then you think about the match, and it's like, I don't know. I'm not sold at all on a McIntyre-Strowman match. I'm not. It doesn't excite me in terms of quality. I don't know. So does it make Strowman babyface after what happened on Monday? I don't know. I don't think they know. But that was my biggest miss from Monday Night Raw. It was because it was boring. It was just, I was really bored on Monday. And it had a lot to do with because I just couldn't buy into the story. And a lot of it, I couldn't just buy into many of the stories. Speaking of, Lashley and his manager. Oh my god, that's so annoying. I know that's the point, but oh my god, it's channel changing annoying. And then they're now having Lashley do a posing gimmick. What? Just have him destroy people. Like, is it that hard? Have Lashley just destroying people? The Destroyer Bobby Lashley? Not like Lex Luger 2018 version? Like, can we not? I don't know. Leo Rush is good at his job because he's annoying, but he's annoying in all the wrong ways. It's channel changing. It's not get your heat annoying. It's channel changing annoying. But that's just me. Another miss from the show was the Undertaker-Kane promo. Well, the promo itself was fine. They had a cool visual in the boiler room and everything. It felt like a step back in terms of what the feud was. It was really intense, really personal. And this was just sort of your stock standard Undertaker-Kane stuff. And to me, what made the build-up to Hunter and Taker really good was it was personal and it wasn't the same typical promo stuff. And you had them film a promo and because they weren't at Raw, and I get that. But it was just, I don't know. It didn't do much for me. It didn't move the needle. And in a few that's been moving the needle, this was a step back. We'll get more into that when we get to SmackDown 2. Another big miss was the Ember Moon Nia Jax Dana Brooke, and hey, the returning Tamina match. The match was eh. But the aftermath was just, oh, we're going to toss people out because we're doing a battle royal. And having Dana Brooke stand tall like she did something, like she got her ass whooped in the match. And now, oh, she tossed out Ember and she's now exciting and woo. Like, okay, cool. That's great. Doesn't do anything for me. Stuff that was in between. And then we'll get to some hits from the show. Sasha's return, kind of saw it coming when they were needing partners for Natty against the Riot Squad. Cool, Sasha's back, but it didn't move the needle. It just was there. It's cool she's back. Glad she's back. Hopefully they have something for her as a character going forward. And the other in between was Trish and Lita and the Alexa and Mickey stuff. It was okay. It was your typical stuff. I would like to see them let Trish be more natural speaking. She's coming off way too scripted, and if you give her a platform to just be herself and talk and stuff like that, it may come off a little bit better than it has right now. She's sort of just in between in the build-up. Like, I like it, but it's just not moving the needle in the way it needs to right now. Alexa's good, getting heat. Her and Mickey were good. Those were the in-betweens. Now some of the positives. A minor positive was Kurt Angle. The vacationing Kurt Angle. He's really good with comedy. He's good timing. him in the hole with the shirt and the hat and everything like that, and dancing with No Way Jose, that was cute. And him then being booked in a singles match, a handicap match rather, and having to face AOP, and then him using someone else in the Conquistador outfit to take the beating, which was cool, and then him laying out Baron Corbin was cool. I liked that. I thought that was, it fit, because you're doing the slow build of Baron Corbin and Kurt Angle, which would probably be a match at Survivor Series, I would assume, seeing as Kurt's in the World Cup, so there's that. And then there's the thing that completely moved the needle, and that was the Ronda Rousey Nikki Bella promo, and Brie was there too. I liked everything the Bella said this thing. I thought they played their role fantastically. I thought they did a great job of establishing who they were and, you know, not downgrading what they did and all their accomplishments. I also really enjoyed Ronda picking apart their accomplishments. I enjoyed Ronda taking some shots at the elephant in the room, John Cena. I thought that was well done. I enjoyed it. It popped me. My complaint, Ronda using too much verbiage. They tried to make her sound a little too way over the top. That said, this was her best promo. She had a lot of bass in her voice. She was really intense. But I think they gave her too many words, if that makes sense. Cut her back a little. Same bass. Cut back the verbiage. It was a really good promo. It was a really good promo. I enjoyed the hell out of it. And it's building up to the match correctly. I would assume, and I don't want to say I assume anything, but I assume on Monday there's going to be a Brie-Ronda confrontation and maybe a match, because that's what they like to do. Just so they can get some heat on Ronda one more time before the pay-per-view. That's just how I see it. I could be completely wrong, but that's just how I see it. So to me, Raw was an average show. It was hard to keep my attention because I've seen everything already. I've seen Ambrose and Rollins, Ziggler, McIntyre, that combination already, and doing the same six-man tag for the third time in 3 weeks on some show was enough. I'm done. I don't need to see it again. I have a feeling they're going to have Strowman and McIntyre make up, and we're going to get it one more time after Crown Jewel. Also, why isn't the Universal title a focus? Like, yes, there's a match coming up at Crown Jewel. Yes, they kind of talked about it, but the champion doesn't seem like a champion. He just seems like a guy. I thought the whole point of putting the belt on Roman was to make the title the most fought-after thing, and it's a side story. I don't know. Excuse me. Anyway, those were your Raw hits and misses. When we come back, we're going to dive into SmackDown 1000, give you some hits and misses from that show, so you're tuned into the Rack. Presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, fightbooth.com, and gerwick.net. On the other side, we'll talk about everything SmackDown 1000 right here on The Rack on wildtalkradio.com. We'll be right back. I can fast forward, y'all can sit in line, I'll be past all it. When I know it's mine, I don't ask for it. Why doesn't everyone know I call last thought? I'm just counting the miles like a dashboard. The distance I've traveled from then until now, well, I need a new passport. These are the dreams that I've had, I don't ask for them. I'll make it real.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rackradioshow.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gang bang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Where are you, Gundam Style, over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I gotta play something else, Rock. I'm going to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, Gerwick.net, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and FightBooth.com. Are the ones presenting the show tonight. You can hear the show on Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Make sure you follow, subscribe to that channel so you get all the programming we do whenever we go live, whether it's with Fortnite, WWE 2K19, or any podcast we present to you. SmackDown 1000 happened on Tuesday night. It was a very enjoyable show, but it felt very rushed. You look at Raw 1000, and that's a real benchmark for television, and that was 6 years ago. That was one of the best shows they've ever produced. You had a nice combination of nostalgia, matches, and everything like that. And you had really good angles, and you really drove everything home. They had 3 hours. That was the start of the three-hour era. And now we're with SmackDown 1000, you get 2 hours live, and some things had to be rushed. And that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with the Miz. Miz and Rusev had a minute. Miz won his match. He's in the World Cup. They had a minute because everything else was going along. Then you had Rusev beat down Aiden, so you had to get that in. My other miss of the show was the Undertaker promo. Oh, good lord, that Undertaker promo. Something that was just in between was... It was cool. Rey Mysterio, Shinsuke, they had a good match. It was fine. It was just there. Rey moved on to World Cup. There's like 5 minutes ago, and then and you're gong. And the Undertaker walks out, and he goes, "At Crown Jewel, crowd boo, by the way, I have 3 words for DX. Rest in peace." End promo. I know you wanted to work Undertaker in there, but damn, that's just such a waste. It's, wow. He cuts the thing and says his one line, and that's it. Boom, bing, bam, boom, 10 o'clock, fist thing, yay. He walked for 4 minutes, talked for 30 seconds. I would have loved to seen some sort of ending confrontation with him and Hunter. It would have just worked so perfectly, but it fell flat. I watched it, I was laughing, because I just felt like it was a waste. I feel like this week they took a step back on what they've been doing really good with Undertaker, and they've fallen back into the same old with him, and it's just disappointing. I know you wanted to get him on the show, but that was just sort of a waste. All right, positives. Let's get to some really positives. The opening video package was really cool. It was a nice trip down memory lane. I mean, WWE always does really good video package, so to be surprised that the package for SmackDown 1000 was really good is an understatement. It was really good, and that's what it should have been. Nice look back. Throughout the night, they had little eclipses too. It was really cool. Surprisingly good match was the Usos versus Bryan and AJ. Unexpected match, but they had the Usos win because you're showing a little dissension between Bryan and AJ. Bryan took the loss, as he should. And it builds up that match going into Crown Jewel. That's fine. I enjoyed it. Show started with Truth TV. Stephanie on the show. got her heat, which is good. She was the first SmackDown general manager. Had to be on the show. Shane McMahon finally returned. Sucked up to the crowd. What Shane does. And then you had Vince come out. He didn't want to hear his kids argue and bicker. He wanted to do something different. He wanted to entertain his World Wrestling Entertainment. Dance break!
We them rebels everybody want to talk about. We stay up all night and cause a riot, scream and shout. Get on the flow, if you're really about it. Don't take it slow, everybody shout it. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump up and down, put my make it super loud. Jump up and down, wave them hands around.
Oh, good lord, the fact that they got that over was tremendous. Also, Stephanie taking shots when they were chanting Truth TV, that was great. I really enjoyed the opening. Also, dance break!
We them rebels everybody wanna talk about. We stay up all night and cause a riot, scream and shout. Get on the flow, if you're really about it. Don't take it slow, everybody shout it. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump up and down, make it super loud. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump.
And another really good hit was the tag title change. The big miss from that was Booker T and the King on commentary. That was just awful and terrible, and that was just pointless. But the match was between the Bar and New Day was really good. And in vintage Big Show form, comes out as a babyface, leaves as a heel. It's another Big Show turn. He put Kofi through the announce table, allowing the Bar to pick up the tag team titles. Which is fine. Dance break!
We them rebels everybody wanna talk about. We stay up all night and cause a riot, scream and shout. Get on the flow, if you're really about it. Don't take it slow, everybody shout it. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump up and down, make it super loud. Jump up and down, wave them hands around.
Are you annoyed with that yet? Are you? Are you sure? You're not annoyed with that yet? Dance break!
We them rebels everybody wanna talk about. We stay up all night and cause a riot, scream and shout. Get on the flow, if you're really about it. Don't take it slow, everybody shout it. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump up and down, make it super loud. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump up and down.
I promise I'm done with that. Then you had the Cutting Edge with Becky Lynch as the guest. I thought Edge did a fantastic job hyping up Becky. I thought Becky really stepping up and owning her role was really well done. I thought she handled herself perfectly when Edge was telling her to do one thing, and she's going to be her. I thought she handled it well. I liked Charlotte coming out. I liked them brawling. I thought it was a nice next step. It was a good use of Edge. I thought it was all done perfectly well. Dance break!
We them rebels everybody wanna talk about. We stay up all night and cause a riot, scream and shout. Get on the flow, if you're really about it. Don't take it slow, everybody shout it. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump up and down, make it super loud. Jump up and down, wave them hands around. Jump up and down.
All right, I swear I'm done. So in the hall, I really enjoyed SmackDown 1000. I enjoyed the show. It kept me interested all the way through. Again, that's because it's 2 hours. I enjoyed it. Were there some moments that leave you questioning things? Yeah. And that's the in-between segment. Evolution. Oh, Evolution. Ric Flair, happy as can be to be back in front of camera. Randy Orton, cocky Randy Orton, still in effect. Triple H was the minor role in this. And you have Batista, who doesn't like to talk, but talked a lot. And he played a factor in probably why some things were cut. Batista likes to talk. Thanked the fans, thanked the city, thanked everyone in the ring. And said he's done everything. Says Hunter's done everything. Except beat him. Crowd went, ooh, ah. Was it a tease? Was it a setup? Was it nothing? As we've all learned right now, when these legends come back and tease the matches, they may actually mean something. We all know that's what Batista wants. We all know Batista wants Hunter at WrestleMania. We'll see. I thought Dave was good. I thought Dave handled himself well. It was not a hit. It wasn't a miss. It was there. It was good. We'll see where it goes with Big Dave. We'll see. They've used Raw 1000 to sell the Return of the Rock for his Royal Rumble appearance. Maybe they're doing that for WrestleMania for Big Dave. You know, we'll see. Overall, enjoyed it. Like I said, really good show. Enjoyable show. But that'll do it for this. This edition of The Rack, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As mentioned at the top, format change for the next couple weeks. Hopefully we get back into the swing of things here soon. So schedule-wise, CB Radio Saturday Night Midnight-ish. We're doing horror video games this coming Saturday Night Midnight-ish, CBRadioLive.com. Russell Talk Radio will be back Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Evolution. Like I mentioned, Raw Post Show probably not airing this Monday night, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. But, hey, if something big happens, maybe I'll turn on the stream and we'll do a show. Stay tuned to the Twitters for all that. The Rack Extra Total Divas is on hiatus, as mentioned before. We'll be back next Thursday, podcast form, to preview Evolution, give our picks for that. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter. It's Rack Radio Show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr. It's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. The Rack Radio Show is how you find that. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you go to twitch.tv/WTR Live for all of our content, including Fortnite, WWE 2K19. The 2K19 My Career Mode is being streamed on the channel. The video is currently on demand there. You can watch all of that. There's no set schedule for that, but when we go live, turn those notifications on, hit that purple rectangle button to follow, subscribe, make sure you get notifications turned on, so you know you get the app, you can say, hey, they're live, you get the email, hey, they're live, make sure you get the app. That's cool. If you have the Twitch app, it will send you a notification that we're live, whenever we're live. So get the app, Twitch, and Twitch app, it's for your mobile device, perfect, simple, it's very easy, watch your phone, your tablet, whatever, you get a little notification pop. Says WTR is live, come watch. So do all that stuff. Follow Lindsay on Twitter, LINSWARD, behance.net/LindsayWard, same on Twitter. Thanks to Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Check out fightbooth.com. You can hit all the plugs there. So we'll be back next week for a special edition of Rack and all that fun stuff. I have been Sorokin. Lindsay's out there somewhere. See you next time right here on The Rack. Live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com. Peace out.
WildTalkRadio.com.